Now, for the last in our series of Rising Stars, these are young Cambridge University researchers who've been telling us all about their research and how it could affect the future of all of us. This week, we're going to be finding out how tiny wax beads could turn your house into a cathedral, or at least with regards to the temperature, which means sounds pretty chilly.
Energy saving is big news. We're asked to turn off computers and to ditch the car for buses and bikes. But did you know that a third of the world's energy is used in buildings, much of it on heating and air conditioning? It takes a lot of energy to keep you at a steady 20 degrees, come rain or shine. But there's plenty of heat and cold out there already. It just tends to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. In Cambridge, we're looking at ways that natural ventilation can help. Air in buildings expands when it's heated, and hot air rises, just like smoke from the tip of a cigarette. In a theatre, for example, the heat from the audience drives an airflow. In the lab, we can use simple water models to understand where the heat goes and ways to control it to keep everyone feeling comfy. Sometimes it can be as simple as opening a window to draw in cold air from the outside. Then automatic controls could slash energy use without you even noticing. Much of natural ventilation is borrowed from history. The Romans used to place underfloor furnaces in their baths, and air would rise through chimneys in the walls and out to the roof. Using this method, they could heat the baths up to 50 degrees. Natural heat flows also keep cathedrals cool in the height of summer. Heavy stone walls take far longer to heat up and cool down, and so chunky buildings can protect you from extreme temperatures, just as the sea protects coastal areas from extremes of summer and winter. Nowadays, though, builders often want to build frame buildings with paper-thin walls. So here we're experimenting with putting tiny wax capsules into walls to create a similar effect. Wax may not be as heavy as stone, but it can absorb a huge amount of energy when it melts. In fact, a couple of kilos of melting wax absorbs the same amount of energy as it takes to boil a kettle. By adding wax, we hope to turn your house into a cathedral. While these methods show promise, understanding airflows can be complicated, and sometimes we're all tempted to just fire up the aircon and forget the cost. Increasingly, though, natural ventilation will have a vital role to play in maintaining the climate outside our buildings, as well as comfort within.
Thank you very much. That was Matthew Richardson, who was explaining how melting wax in your walls could actually help us to prevent the melting of wax at ice, rather, at the poles. So thank you very much to him. He was the last in our series of Rising Stars, young researchers at Cambridge University. Well, this is The Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Vic. In a second, Mark Peplow has just joined us. He'll be talking about ways in which we can actually read genetic code in future just by looking at it. And also, we'll be finding out all about the attempt by Microsoft to buy up Yahoo. That's all coming, but we've got other questions in store. And if you'd like to put your question in the pile, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.